This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dr. Martin Katz is the wellness MD over at ACAC. He joins us live in studio on occasion to update us about a little health and fitness. You know, I have to tell you, Martin, I love this quote from Edison that you have on your emails. Thomas Edison said, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest her or his patients in the care of the human frame, in a proper diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease." This from a guy who died in 1931. Wow.
And, impressive.
And we've moved, well, how close are we are, do you think, to that? I mean, we're just, you're one of the people that is helping us move in that direction, where we realize that so much of it has to do with just taking care of ourselves, right?
Yeah, one of our marketers found that quote for me and loved it. Loved it, absolutely loved it ever since. And that's absolutely what we're trying to strive towards at Wellness MD, is this idea that, you know, if we interest ourselves in proper hygiene, obviously, proper physical activity with exercise, there being a distinction, nutrition, just absolutely huge, sleep, stress, our environment, how it affects ourselves and affects others, you know, we can really strive towards probably improving our health significantly.
If we did everything we're supposed to do right, how long could we live, really? I mean, what do doctors believe is a realistic expectation? If we did all of that right, all that stuff you're talking about, that frankly we all know we're supposed to do, but we don't all do it, and some of it is almost impossible to escape, like a stressful environment and things like that. But if we got enough sleep, if we ate right, if we exercised a little bit every day, how long could a human body actually live?
I actually don't know the answer to that. I imagine a lot longer than we're living, for
yeah.
sure. I
mean, well, the oldest person right now is almost 115,
right.
That woman in California.
And who knows if she's doing everything right. But
right.
Party
animal.
Exactly. She's probably drinking it up. But there's no question that the things that we are doing wrong is definitely shortening our lives. You know, this obesity epidemic, the last segment that you had about smoking is so imperative, how, you know, there actually is a decrease in the amount we're smoking. But obesity as a preventable disease, as preventable, something that you can prevent that will improve your lifestyle, improve your health, is overtaking smoking.
Wow, really?
Absolutely. So,
and especially with kids, like Jay was talking about.
Oh, yeah, kids.
I have to tell you, I remember when I was in the fifth and sixth grade, I was the fat kid in class.
Okay.
And it was just me.
Right.
I mean, really, and it's not a psychological thing, I'm the only fat kid. It was really just me.
Right.
And now you look at an elementary school class, it's amazing. It's like half the kids are really fat.
It's almost now the opposite. The small kids probably get teased rather than the large right. kids getting teased, you know. But yeah, there needs to be a significant shift. I mean, as you've probably heard, and as a lot of people have heard, we're seeing what we used to call adult onset diabetes, type 2 diabetes, only in adults, and now we're seeing it in juveniles and
amazing.
I mean, just
and that
incredible.
Of course has so much to do with I would think two main things: all the sugared sodas and high fructose corn syrup, which is now in every food you can think of. They put in this crap.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to blame. I mean, the inactivity of our children, the fact that schools are taking away physical education, the fact that, you know, we're driving more and more and walking less and less. And, you know, I disagree with your last one thing about your last thing. I think we should tax gas. I think it's not that it's not essential, but hopefully if we taxed a little bit more, we would walk more. You know, we would drive less, in
yeah.
other words.
Yeah.
You know, and if people do it for work, they hopefully maybe can get a credit of some sort. But
right.
if it's not for work and just whatever else, you know, shopping or what have you, maybe we'll walk or ride or something more. That's better for our health. So that would be one area that I would disagree with the last. But, you know,
what do you think we're talking with Dr. Martin Katz of Wellness MD at ACAC. Tell me what you think is for parents out there who know that their poor kids have challenges when it comes to health that they may not have had and their grandparents didn't have, with all the sugar in the foods and the inactivity and many, many more reasons just to sit on the couch and enjoy a video game or whatever.
Right.
What can they do? I mean, what's one or two things that they could do immediately to make a difference?
Well, it starts with shopping, of course. You know, when they are at the grocery store, stay out of the middle aisle. Stay, you know, around the outer aisles where the where the vegetables, the fruit, the you know, healthy dairy, you know, skim or even better, 1 or 2%.
Yeah.
Stay away from all the you know, the cookies and all the stuff that's in the middle aisles, and sort of model good behavior. Obviously, if it starts at home and what you're cooking and what have you, then the kids are going to benefit. Kids will only go hungry so long, and then they'll actually eat what's good for them. And there are books out there that sort of help you with ideas on how to eat healthier and how to get your kids to eat healthier. But, you know, as long as you're modeling and shopping correctly on the outer aisles, you know, those things will happen.
You have to take a little leadership and set an example.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, one of my favorite things is, you know, after dinner, don't go sit on the couch. Go for a walk with your family and, you know, it gives you an opportunity to communicate with them an opportunity to communicate with you, which we're missing a lot. You know, we sit, eat dinner in 5 minutes if we're even at the dinner table together.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, everybody goes their separate ways and we don't get to know each other anymore. And then there's a lot of physical activity. So get out there, walk the dog. The dog probably needs to be walked as well.
Yeah.
A friend of mine wrote a book on walking the cat. So walk
really?
The cat on the leash. Yeah. So
my guest in studio live is Dr. Martin Katz. He's with the Wellness MD program at ACAC. You can learn more online at acac.org. And I assume that has a link to the wellness program.
It
does. Good deal.
We have, you know, wellnessmd.acac.com as well.
There you go. Okay. Tell us about these health screenings, these wellness screenings that y'all have been doing.
Well, we do numerous different wellness screenings. We do, you know, what's commonly known as the executive screening, and I'll be happy to talk more about those. And we've called them the wellness screening because we're very much focused not on just getting test after test and these, you know, whole body CT scans. We do a lot of testing to give somebody an idea of what their cardiovascular and cancer risk is going forward. But we also very much try and change their lifestyle. So we introduce them, if they haven't already been introduced, to physical activity, nutrition. We do a physical therapy evaluation. We look at gait, posture, balance, things that can really help them going forward. And throughout the day, we orient them or tell them about the eight, you know, I have 8 keys to wellness, but we really harp on physical activity, nutrition, mind activity, stress, and sleep, with being, again, cognizant of your environment, spirituality, and health maintenance, as some others. But that's what we do, and that's available at any time, ACAC member, not whomever, and again, executives. We just did one with a prominent business in town, had an unbelievable success, found some fairly significant disease in some, with cardiovascular disease, you know, even maybe some vitamin D.
And these are people who didn't necessarily know they were
absolutely
sick.
Absolutely, no. You know, a couple of them came in thinking, oh, I'm going to ace this test. And lo and behold, we found fairly significant disease.
Oh, my gosh.
I just had a great screening with them.
And this executive wellness screening is a company can come to you and say, I want you to check out my people.
Right.
Not only because they should care,
right,
but for, you know, they're helping to pay the medical insurance.
Premiums,
so
yeah,
they want healthy people
absolutely
employed there.
Yeah, and we have, you know, for possibly if you'd want to look at it more, the executive that, you know, on the up, somebody who's going to be with the company a long time. But ACAC at Work has the health risk assessment, which would then screen the rest of the company and give them an idea. And it's amazing the amount of numbers you get. People have no idea what their blood pressure is, no idea what the cholesterol is, haven't really been introduced to exercise, and this gives them that opportunity. So we have, you know, we sort of have the whole spectrum covered there.
What do you exactly, we're talking with Dr. Martin Katz of ACAC. What do you do there? Like if I came in for a wellness screening, somebody that might be thinking about this, because there's an opportunity coming up on February 18th for just this kind of thing, and you don't have to be a member at ACAC. You can just walk in off the street and say, I want this done. I want to know what's going on with my body.
Right.
What do you do? What's the whole...
Well, the one on February 18th is a limited edition. You know, it's a smaller edition, should I say, just to give people an idea with the cholesterol and blood pressure. We do a BOD pod on that day, which gives people an idea of what their body composition is, what their lean mass is, what their fat mass is.
Is that the big egg that you climb into?
Absolutely, yeah. It was recently on the Biggest Loser in the NFL Combine, and so people have gotten a little bit more idea of what it is.
Yeah.
And we can give them a really good idea of what their resting metabolic rate is, what they need to do as far as aerobic activity, resistance training to improve their wellness. And if you're, you know, in certain risky areas, you know, that gives you possibly a cardiovascular, not a cardiovascular, increased risk of gout, increased risk of gallbladder disease, increased risk of osteoarthritis or, you know, joint pain, you know, and significant other morbidities. which is illness, that you wouldn't otherwise want. And so this gives you an idea and hopefully motivates you, and then you start on a program, and we could recheck it in 3 months and see where it goes. And we can also do, on that day, we can also do a limited bone density, a peripheral bone density. So we hopefully giving people ideas to their input and, you know, introducing them to what wellness is and what health is, and talking about lifestyle and how that may improve. And that's on February 18th, but any day we could schedule the other, you know, the wellness screenings or executive screenings.
And the February 18th is the big event where you're giving those wellness screenings. Anybody can go, ACAC members or non-members, right. And that's where exactly?
That's in the medical courtyard at ACAC, so behind the Albemarle Square, ACAC, right next to ChinaMed and by Family Healthcare and in that medical courtyard.
At Albemarle Square.
Exactly.
Where ACAC... Albemarle Square, up 29.
Up 29.
Before you get to Lowe's.
Exactly.
We're talking with Dr. Martin Katz of Wellness MD at ACAC. Honored to have him live in studio. If you've got a medical health question, pick up the phone. Give us a call, 977-1070. You were talking about bone density.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that an issue because as we get older, our bone density decreases? Is that right? And our bones become more brittle?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely
And is
correct.
That why we hear of... that's why it's so dangerous if you're old, if you fall, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it happens to be probably more prominent in females over the age of 50, you know, Caucasian, being white, blonde, smokers obviously have an increased risk, thin. You know, there's definitely risk factors, family history that would go with that. So this is a peripheral, uses ultrasound rather than having radiation with the DEXA scan, but it just gives you an idea, you know, quite accurate. And then if it's abnormal, we'd refer on or consider starting meds.
Why is it that as we get older, the bones get less dense? What's happening?
Well, it's interesting. I don't know if we have all the reasons or all the answers for that. You know, a lot of us get more and more inactive, and we actually start having what's called sarcopenia, and our muscles turn to fat to some degree. We do have a decrease in our metabolic rate. So there's a lot of different reasons, but there is evidence to suggest out there that if we continue with weight-bearing activity, we continue with resistance training and healthy resistance training. Sometimes you go to the gym and you see these folks working out and they're doing, you know, tons of reps. They're not really sweating. They're not really working out that hard. That's not as beneficial as doing 8 to 12 reps, 3 sets, where that 8th to 12th rep is really difficult, and doing numerous different types of upper body and lower body exercises. And what we find is, and, you know, numerous different geriatricians have found this, and people who study the elderly, is that it's oftentimes why the elderly lose their independence is not because they have a stroke or, you know, and all those reasons would be true. They fall, you know, they break a hip, all those reasons.
But would the be, most common would be?
Would be, you know, they slow down. They just, this inactivity, they don't keep up with their muscle mass. They don't keep up training that they need to be doing. And so...
Yeah.
And that could be another reason that you see all these other changes. So if we continue and, you know, sort of have that attitude of it's never too late, you know, maybe we can really make a difference.
And that's true, though. We're talking with Dr. Martin Katz of ACAC. It's true, right, that it is never too late?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, even if you've been diagnosed with cancer, my mom was diagnosed with stage 3A. She went in for elective bladder surgery. They opened her up. Cancer was everywhere. Stage 3, really, really bad. Mm. Well, you know what? She lived for 5 more years with ovarian cancer. In 3 of those years, wow, she was felt better than she felt in 25 years because she started walking every day. She changed her diet. She was on reverse osmosis water. She was juicing. She felt fantastic.
Interesting.
And she would say for those 3 years, I just don't feel sick.
Right.
But it was amazing, you know, in that case. Now, it eventually killed her, but she had 3 great years that she would not have had had she not just changed on a dime.
Yeah, and if
and
you can imagine if you don't have those things, if you don't, your mom obviously very unfortunate, but if you don't have a cancer and you start doing these things, lo and behold, you know, those golden ages are truly golden, and you're feeling great and
healthy and fit into your 80s, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely true. We're seeing that. You know, a lot of people are coming in for this. We have a new program, a medically supervised weight loss program. We've had it out for about 3 months. Really, really great results as far as weight loss, but really it's not even so much a weight loss program. It's called medically supervised weight loss, but it's a lifestyle program, and we are you know, helping people change their lives. I mean, you know, again, in the whole ACAC thing, we change lives is true. But in this medically supervised weight loss program, and we are just getting unbelievable benefits from systolic blood pressure, diastolic blood pressure, healthy cholesterol, unhealthy cholesterol, body composition.
And this is, tell me about
sugar.
This. This is a program that you put somebody in who, whether they want to lose 10 pounds or, you know, 100 pounds, doesn't
right.
matter. They all do the same thing. And you, it basically involves keeping a really close eye on them. And
there's numerous different things.
Yeah.
You know, our program is numerous different ideas. So to shift them cognitively, we try and have them look at weight loss in their life differently, behavior changes. We do logging. We do accountability to us, to themselves, mostly to themselves, to us, to the other people in the group. We have them obviously doing physical activity, multivitamins, making sure that we do this induction where we, you know, ask them probably 10 pages worth of questions, and they've never been asked so many questions about their health. How are they sleeping? Are they stressed? Are they depressed? You know, so we take it sort of this holistic approach, and we monitor, we do this focus food group that we had some, you know, we've looked at it from my perspective, from nutritionists, from nurses, these really healthy foods, and we keep them on this focus food group. And we also realize that this is not a 3-month problem. So we're not doing, you know, ketotic diets. We're not doing low calorie diets. These people are eating. This is real life. They're just having to maybe prepare a little bit more than they have before.
Yeah. This isn't a crash thing, though. There's some crash
diet
book
you
buy
in
a bookstore.
No.
This is the healthy approach.
This is real life. This is helping people probably do what we were doing 30, 40, 50 years ago, eating healthy, eating off the land, eating fruits and vegetables, healthy proteins, healthy fats. You know, people on our diet are rarely ever hungry. We encourage them not to be hungry. And we hear that all the time. Wow, I've never eaten this much. This is incredible. You know, and for people who come in off the streets and they've been yo-yo dieters, nutrition is essential. It is just essential to get their insulins where it's supposed to be, the leptin, aponectin, all these things, get it regulated, get their bodies sort of trusting in them that they won't starve themselves anymore. And then we just see these just incredible results. We've been really blessed to go on the journey with some of these folks that have allowed us to come on the journey with them.
Dr. Martin Katz is with Wellness MD at ACAC. The key to that whole program, well, not necessarily that program, but the key to healthy eating,
mm-hmm.
I think we understand now, is the little meals throughout the day instead of like the one big meal or the three big meals.
Right.
Just, it's okay to be healthy snacks throughout the day.
Starts with breakfast.
Yeah, when I tell me that, a good breakfast.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's great studies out there to suggest both of what you're saying, you know. Start with breakfast. People ate breakfast and they ate a healthier breakfast, did significantly better than those who didn't. People ate numerous meals, you know, up to, I read this one study, I think it was 15 meals a day. Obviously, it's just pretty much grazing the whole day, did significantly better as far as weight loss, insulin levels, cardiovascular disease.
Because so that's how we evolved. I mean, that's the Paleolithic diet, right?
Right,
that's
exactly
how these bodies evolved over hundreds of thousands of years, mm-hmm. were those little snacks throughout the day whenever you got hungry.
Didn't
sit down around the campfire and have a big meal at 6 o'clock.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely true. I mean, sometimes when they went out hunting, but then they were incredibly physically active and they had some sort of, probably some snacks with them throughout the day. But
yeah.
Yeah.
You had to work out to eat.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've sort of turned the whole healthy lifestyle on its head. We have this, my nurse manager of the program just did this beautiful pyramid where you just look at it and it's just so plain and so clear that we have turned a healthy pyramid completely on its head. And you know, the physical activity and the healthy eating is at the very bottom, and
right.
we have just this enormous inactivity and unhealthy
lots of carbs
eating
and
exactly.
sugar. Yeah.
exactly. At the other
goodness. Dr. Martin Katz is with Wellness MD at ACAC, and give us the website again so folks can check that
it's,
out.
It's wellnessmd.acac.com, and you leave out the www.
There you go. So. Martin, thank you very much. Appreciate you being here.
My gosh.
And we want to remind you as well, February 18th is the big event. Health screenings. You don't have to be a member to take advantage of that. You can get more information at acac.org or give them a call up at Wellness MD, which is
817-4280.
There you go.
Happy to have you.
A break for CBS News, local news and weather. We're back with Hawes Spencer.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.